the no smoking signs off. Care for a cigarette?
No, thank you.
Mind if I do?
Yes.
What's that?
I mind very much if you smoke.
Oh, well, if you'll excuse me, I'll just find another seat. I'm sure no one else on this airplane will mind if I smoke.
We all mind.
Oh, really? Well, listen, I don't need to...
Cigarette smoking is not only harmful to your health, it's often offensive to many of those around you. For your sake and theirs, kick the habit. Join the unhooked generation. This reminder from your Tuberculosis and Respiratory Disease Association is a matter of life and breath.
The Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Blazing Guns at Lone Bend. In the old Southwest, many a violent and bloody gun battle was fought between the cattlemen and the nesters. The cattlemen bitterly accused the nesters of fencing off valuable grazing land. And the nesters retorted that since they had claimed the land, they could do with it as they pleased. As our story opens, the Cisco Kid and his constant companion, Pancho, are sitting in the office of United States Marshal Adams. Adams is worried.
I tell you, Cisco, things are making up for trouble over there at Lone Bend.
Pancho and I know only one person over there, Senor Marshal. Senor Bob Black.
Senor Black, Nestor, always wear a big diamond ring on his finger.
We know none of the cattlemen, Senor. Therefore, if we, without authority, tried to stop the trouble, they would rightly feel that we were butting in.
Well, I'm thinking of the women and children who'll suffer if the trouble comes to open warfare, Cisco. And it will come to open warfare if young Bud Cushman can swing the rest of the cattlemen. Bud's a hot-headed, sullen young devil. He's a gunslinging killer, Cisco.
Why, Senor Marshal, I'd go and stop the trouble, Cisco.
I've already told you that, Pancho. I got other trouble on my hands with that gang of outlaws north of here. Soon as I can get them rounded up, I plan to ride to Lone Bend. All I want Cisco and you to do is to try to stave off the trouble till I can get there.
What would you suggest we do, Senor Marshal, if we do ride to Lone Bend?
I talk, first of all, with old Morton Walker. Up until Bud settled in that country, Morton could swing the rest of the cattlemen to his way of thinking. He's fair-minded and calm, and he's always been able to settle the cattlemen's differences with the nesters by talking them out.
And what about our authority? Will we have any at all?
No, afraid not, Cisco. I can't deputize you for a job like this, because the law reads only in case of dire emergency, and things ain't reached that point yet. But I got confidence enough in you so I can guarantee to back up anything you do. Well, what about it?
As you said, senor, the welfare of the women and children must be considered. Pancho and I will ride to Lone Bend.
This will make you a good irrigation ditch. Let me get her all dug, Bob.
Yeah, make a good one. Don't believe it'll lower the river much either.
What's Bud Cushman going to say about it when he finds out?
That don't matter to me what he says, Mike. I talked this over with Morton Walker and said he didn't see why I shouldn't be entitled to a little of this river water.
Bud's going to look at it different. He's looking for any excuse he can get to make trouble.
Well, let him make trouble. We got enough farmers around here to make plenty of trouble for him and the rest of the cattlemen if they want trouble.
Put your hand for fighting. I'd rather live and let live.
I guess you'd fight for your rights, Mike. Hey, let's knock off a minute and rest, huh?
Yeah.
Whew. It sure is hard work.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be hotter in a minute. Here comes Bud Cushman now.
Oh. Howdy, Bud.
Howdy.
What do you think you're doing here, Block?
What's it look like?
Stealing water from the river, huh?
No, I ain't stealing nothing.
Start filling in that ditch. Come on, get going. You too, Ames.
How about it, Bob?
Fill in the ditch, nothing. I got a right to a reasonable amount of this water, especially since my land borders the river.
I said fill it in.
Listen, Cushman, either quit that kind of talk or get off my land.
Why, you dirty nester, I'll shoot you. Shoot out! Ah. Now you, Mike, get out of here fast or you get shot down, too.
You'll be mighty sorry for this, Cushman.
Get out, I said, right now.
All right. All right,
Tell the rest of your snaking buzzers that before I get through, I'm going to clean out the lot of you. Running the river off, this skunk. Think I better give him a couple more shots. Say, it's a whopping big diamond he's wearing. Guess I'll just take that off his finger. Rider's coming. There's a mother of dust out there. I'll just get over that rise and wait and see where they are. Maybe I'll get a chance to use this rifle. Come on, get up.
Senor Black, Cisco?
Si, Pancho, as I remembered, it is.
We stop and see, Senor Black, huh?
Well, we'll stop for a moment to see how he's getting along. Santo!
What, Cisco? What?
The body of an hombre lying on the ground.
Body? Ground?
Si, look, just ahead of us.
Oh, look. Pancho, see now, Cisco. Pancho, I think he takes a siesta.
Oh, I do not think so, amigo.
No?
He must be lying in that double lower position. No, he's been shot, Pancho.
What the me? This is not good, Cisco.
No, he's not. We'll turn him over and we will see what... Pancho.
Huh?
The Senor Block.
He dead.
No, his heart is beating very faintly, Pancho.
He moved. He clasped his hands, Cisco. My ring? My ring? What'd he say?
Spoke of a ring, Pancho.
A ring gone from his hand, amigo.
He just taken, I would say. Circle on his finger where the ring was is very white.
Ring.
He's dead, Pancho.
Who do such a thing, Cisco? Senor Black, a good senor.
We are going to find out who did it, amigo.
Pancho thinks some hombre killed him to get the ring.
Perhaps. But this is an irrigation ditch he was digging. Mm. The cattleman would not like that. I think everybody... Down, Pancho.
Old bullets come right past Pancho's ear.
Puff of powder smoke came from just beyond the top of that rise. Pancho, I do not like to be shot at, and I intend to let whoever is shooting know it.
Pancho, see dust come up from over there. More dust than from bullets, Cisco.
He's apparently ridden away, amigo. Now, as soon as we carry the body of Senor Block into his house,
Cisco,
you'll find that...
Four riders!
Eh?
Who are you, hombre?
I'm the Cisco Kid. This is mi compañero, Pancho.
Sí, Pancho, compañero.
Cisco, huh? Yeah. Heard Bob speak of you. Friends he is, huh?
See?
You sure got here too late, Cisco. Boys, there's what that skunk Bud Cushman did.
We'll get him for this, Mike. Look at that whole gang of cattle.
You knew for sure this Bud Cushman shot down Senor Block?
Yeah, I was right here when he did it, Cisco. Come on, boys. Give me a hand with Bob's buddy.
Pancho think things bust loose any minute now, Cisco.
They already have, Pancho. And I do not like to think of what may happen. But the first thing you and I are going to do is find these Bud Cushman.
Here's Bud.
Looks as if you've been doing some hard riding, Bud.
Yeah, sure have.
Where you been?
It's any of your business, Walk, up and out to that blasted nest of Block's place.
Well, Bob's all right.
Not in my opinion, he ain't. Or wasn't.
What you mean by wasn't, Bud?
Don't mind what I mean, Walker. All right, quiet, listen to me. Now, quiet. Boys, we got to go after them nesters and burn them out. All of them. I found Block digging an irrigation ditch right in the river.
Hey, now, wait a minute here. Block asked me about that irrigation ditch and... I told him that within reason it was all right, as I was concerned.
Well, it ain't all right as far as I'm concerned, Walker. You've been too easy on them coyotes. Now I'm taking over this association, things are going to be different.
Yeah. All right. Now, look, boy, ain't no use to start trouble. We can settle this business without gunplay or burning.
I tell you, I'm taking over. Now, shut up. Gather around, boys. This is my treat.
Yeah,
come on. Afterwards, we'll start out with guns and torches.
That's what I do. Cisco, the horse tracks lead to the cafe, no?
Si, they do, Pancho. Oh, they'll
hold. Oh, loco, now.
Buckskin is the one, Pancho. It's been ridden very hard.
Other horses not been hitting hard.
Well, we will make sure. See, here's the one.
Where?
Now we will go in the cafe.
What do we do in the cafe, Cisco? Cisco make the big fight?
I'm in no mood to make idle talk, Pancho. After being shot at, and especially after seeing Senor Black die.
Cisco not make idle talk. Cisco make idle fight.
And I'm with you, bud. You'll run off the dirty nester.
Un momento, hombres.
What's your business, stranger?
Right now, my business is to find out who owns that buckskin out of the hitch rail.
I own it.
You are the hombre by the name of Bud Cushman?
Yeah, that's right. All about it.
Easy, Bud. That's a Cisco kid. Hmm?
Would you happen to know who shot down Senor Black?
Supposing I do, what then?
Senor Black was a friend of mine, hombre. And when a friend of mine is shot down, I want the reason why. And fast.
I ain't saying a word, sister.
Hey, look out, boys. Black Thieves and a couple of them nesters are coming in here.
Huh? They got guns, too.
You bet we got guns, cowpoke. And we're going to use them.
Hey, they got the lift.
They're riding away. Come on, bud.
Wait a minute. So you let him in here, did you, Cisco?
They came of their own accord, hombre. I told you I wanted reasons for the killing of Senor Black.
And better give a good reason, hombre, or somebody got to get hurt.
All right, I'll give you reasons. Come on, boy.
If you want to fight, you will get him. Fight. I will promise you that.
You're going to get more than a fight, sir. Joe, get behind me. Somebody grab the fat
one. And nobody grab this fat one.
Get your back to the wall. Watch your
back. I can get back. Hey, look out, Cisco. Oh, Cisco, go down. Cisco, go down.
Yeah, and you're going down. The Cisco kid. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do with him. We're going to string him up to the nearest tree. They led them nesters in here.
Cisco wouldn't do that.
Oh, he wouldn't, would he? Well, that's just what he did do, Walker. We're stringing him and his fat partner his up. How about it, boys?
Yeah, I can do it. String him up.
All right, tie him up.
All right. I'll tend to that, bud. I'll tie him up.
Oh, coming around to my side now, Walker.
I'll tie him up.
Well, be sure you do it right. This is one time the Cisco kid ain't getting away.
With their captors inflamed as they are, Cisco and Pancho are in the direct danger of their lives. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
In the year 1896, milk was delivered in a horse-drawn milk wagon. And a lot of that fresh country milk was poured on steaming bowls of hot Ralston cereal. You see, 1896 was the year hot Ralston first came along. And it's the same today as it was then. A cereal full of good old-time nutrition. It comes from the wheat, whole wheat, and nothing but whole wheat. Hot Ralston's got the vitamins and minerals your whole family needs. And it's got the flavor, too. Good whole wheat flavor. Whole wheat flavor and whole wheat nutrition. That's Hot Ralston. Instant Ralston cooks in 10 seconds or regular Ralston. Old-time nutrition from Checkerboard Square.
To the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Blazing Guns at Lone Bend. As Cisco, in the Lone Bend Cafe, is questioning cattleman Bud Cushman about the death of Nestor Bob Block, several of Block's friends open the cafe door, shoot down a cattleman in revenge, and ride away. Immediately, Cushman and his henchmen set upon Cisco and Pancho, knock them out, and take them prisoners. Old cattleman Morton Walker, who previously has opposed Cushman's violent tactics, suddenly seems to agree with Cushman and insists upon tying Cisco and Pancho. Now, a few minutes later...
Pancho's head feel like Pancho used his head for a sledgehammer. Cisco. Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Cisco, you all right?
Yeah,
no?
I think so, Pancho.
Oh, big hombre hit down Cisco from behind Cisco. Pancho not know what hit Pancho.
Next time I will fight with my back to the wall. Oh, Santa, our hands are tied behind our backs.
Si, Pancho tried to get loose, and Pancho not can get loose.
So you're coming too, huh, Cisco? That's fine. I want you to know what's going to happen to you.
You talk, big hombre.
You're going to swing. You and that other side one.
Cisco hear what he say?
See, I hear what he says, Pancho. He is what is called a big bag of hot air, Pancho.
You find out about that. Boys, come over here. Walker, you sure you tied him tight?
Of course I'm sure. Ain't I been roping mavericks for years?
Yeah, we sure roped a couple this time. And they're going to swing as a warning to anyone else who wants to butt in our affairs. Well, get them out of here, boys.
Come on, you two. Get up on your feet and walk ahead of us.
Pancho, not like the looks of things, Cisco.
We are not dead yet, Pancho. The time being, we will not try to resist.
Go on. Walk ahead of us out the door. All right. Get them up on their horse.
This horse, Logo, this Pancho's horse. And Diablo Cisco's horse.
Come on, get him up.
All right, up with Cisco. Yeah. Now get the other one up.
Hey, where are you swinging him, bud?
The big sycamore down by the river.
You please.
We cut him down a couple of days, we'll dump him into the river. One Eye, you ride ahead of him. Walker, you and Henderson, the rest of you on the sides. I'll ride him back. All right, get up.
Don't you think we're done for this time, Cisco?
Do not give up, amigo. We've been in trouble like this before. Try these ropes again.
I thought I felt the rope give a little. Cisco.
See? Who speaks?
It's me, Morton Walker.
Huh?
I can't look at you. Bud will get wise. Sit up as straight as you can in your saddle. I tied you so that would loosen the ropes at your wrists.
See? Gracias, senor.
Hey, Walker. Huh? What are you telling Cisco?
Tell him to sit up straight in his saddle. Nothing wrong with that, is there, Bud?
No need to talk to him at all. There's a tree, boys. Right ahead.
Pancho not want to go to that tree, Cisco.
Pancho, I think I can get my hands loose. Now listen carefully.
I listen.
If I can free my hands, I'm going to try to grab a gun from that Cushman hombre's holster. As I ride by.
Easy, Cisco.
The moment I call to you, Wheel Loco, you ride for your life.
But Pancho's hands are tight, Cisco.
You are a good rider, Pancho, even with your hands tied. We'll cover your ride with the revolver.
Yeah, Pancho do the best he can.
There's a place, boys. Oh!
Both my hands are free, Pancho. Now, ready? Diablo, here we are! Hey! Gun, hombre! Give you this part payment that you owe me. Pancho, ride, yeah!
He's just going over there! Cisco, get Pancho's hands loose from these ropes, please, Cisco, huh?
Yeah, that is just what I'm going to try to do right now, amigo. Diablo, easy now, come on. See, I can untie these. Not easy, Pancho.
Huh?
Senor Walker did not tie either one of us very tightly.
So why he not do this, Cisco?
The only reason I can think of is that he is not in sympathy with that Cushman hombre.
Pancho not in sympathy.
Sympathy?
Symphony with it neither, Cisco.
There you are, Pancho.
Oh, gracias, Cisco. Now, it feels good to get Pancho's hands free again. Pancho got the itch on his nose. Feel good.
There's no time for us to wait here, Pancho.
Can we go find Senor Walker, Cisco?
No, that will do us no good. Senor Walker did us a good turn, but he is one among many. First, we will ride back to Senor Block's place.
What there, Cisco?
That hombre Cushman is in a vicious mood, and even more so because we have escaped. His first move will be against the Nestors. He will tell his men to ride and burn. And Senor Block's place is the first in his path. Up, Diablo, car!
Parsons, you take that sandbank for shelter and do your shooting from there.
All right, Mike.
Donovan?
Yeah?
Take that sandbank on the other side. The rest of you men can take any cover you can find in a semicircle. And when them cattlemen ride in here, we'll give them a hot reception.
Here come a couple of riders now, Mike. Shall I let them have it?
No. Now hold your fire. They're coming from the wrong direction. It's a Cisco Kid. What do you want, Cisco?
I want to talk to you, Senor.
Ames is my name. Mike Ames.
Senor Ames, your thought is the same as mine, apparently. You believe that Cushman over his men will ride this way.
Ain't much doubt of it, Cisco. And if that skunk thinks we're going to sit by and let him burn down our homes, he better think again.
Cushman hombre ain't not one skunk, senor. He two skunks.
I agree with you.
Say, Pancho and I are in sympathy with you as things now stand, Senor Ames. But we want to try to prevent any more bloodshed. So, if I bring Cushman within your sight and within range of your guns, will you promise me not to shoot him down?
Now, look, Cisco. He shot down my best friend, Bob Bluff.
See, I know.
And he almost killed Cisco and Pancho, too.
Even so, the law should deal with him. And I promise you, the law will deal with him. Well, will you give me your word?
I don't like to kill a man. Got Slim Devlin in the cafe. But...
Will you give me your word?
All right, Cisco. I will.
Hey, Mike, here they come. Let them have it, boys. Stop them.
That bullet came close. Get down, Cisco. We're in their range.
Pancho and I are not remaining here, Senor Ames. We have other work to do. Come, Pancho.
What do we do now, Cisco?
We are going to make the Cushman hombre as ridiculous as possible in front of his own men, Pancho.
Yeah.
Ridicule will succeed when nothing else will to break a man's power. This is close enough for the moment. Go down. Ho,
ho, ho, ho, ho. Cisco, get his rope ready?
Say, I'm going to rope that Cushman hombre, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
And drag him out under the flat between the farmers and the cattlemen.
And what Pancho do, Cisco? Pancho rope somebody else?
No, Pancho.
No, I not.
I want you to drive off the cattlemen's horses.
Uh-huh.
Just a little way will be enough.
Enough for that.
That will divert their attention. Do not want the cattlemen shooting at me.
Pancho stampede the horses.
Those cattlemen took cover just over the next rise. You ready, amigo?
Yeah, Pancho ready.
And ride. Diablo, put in the
house. Go.
There are the horses, Pancho.
Pancho, shoot the horses.
Hey, there.
You are the one to look out, hombre. I will throw this rope. There, now it's too late.
Hey, no, not taking it easy.
That rope is only around your waist, hombre. We're going to put a rope around my neck.
Oh, this tank, as you're telling me.
Yeah, you're getting just the sort of treatment you deserve. Far enough out on the flat. Oh, there. Oh, now we will see.
Yeah, you bet we'll see. As soon as I get this rope off, I'll get my gun.
I do not think you will get at your gun soon enough. Make your aim any good. Before you can get your balance, I will take your gun. Senor Walker, have your men hold their fire.
Don't worry, Cisco. Oh, I'm chasing the horses.
You scout, Cisco. I'll show you.
Oh, see.
Hold on. I missed his middle.
Think you can drag me at the end of a rope and get away with us?
That is just what I think.
Yeah.
And to back up my belief, how do you like this? And this. And that.
That take care of him, Cisco. Oh, he's the cattleman.
No shooting, boys.
Hey, look, Walker, the Mavericks try to stampede a horse.
No shooting, I say.
Get up on your feet, Cushman.
I love a fight, miss.
Get up, hombre.
Easy.
You shoot down an innocent man. You tried to hang two other men for no good reason, and yet you whine like a puppy, eh? The rest of you hombres, I want you to see the sort of man you've been taking orders from. Cushman, turn your pockets inside out.
But what for, Cisco?
Do as I say, unless you...
All right.
Hey, what's that? Just fell out of his pocket.
Pick it up and look at it, Senor Walker.
Sure thing, Cisco. It's a diamond ring.
It's Bob Block's ring. Why,
one moment, Senor Ames. Cushman, how did you get that ring?
Well, I don't know, Cisco.
You lie when you say that. You killed Senor Block, and then you stole the ring off his finger. Off the finger of a dying man. Why, you are even worse than I was, Cushman. I am going to see that you are turned over to Marshal Adams. Now, the rest of you, on both sides. This matter of your differences can be settled if you will appoint leaders to sit down together and talk.
Guess we're willing, Cisco. What you say, boys? Yeah.
What about you, Senor Ames?
All right with me, Cisco. All I want is for Bud Cushman to get what's coming to him.
Very well, then. At is a much more sensible way to act. As for this hombre, he is going to get exactly what is coming to him. The law will see to that.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Tell me, which one is better, a new cow or a new wheelbarrow?
Which is better?
Hey, which is better? Which is better?
A new cow or a new wheelbarrow?
Yes, Cisco, which better, huh?
Well, I would say that depends upon which one you need the most, amigo. Otherwise, I see no connection.
Pancho's Uncle Manuel not know which one to get for his new rancho. Pancho tried to help his Uncle Manuel make up his mind.
Well, which one does he need the most?
Well, one minute he needs the cow, and the next minute he needs the wheelbarrow.
Well, then all I can say, Pancho, is that your Uncle Manuel will look very silly trying to wheel around a cow.
Yes, Cisco, but Pancho think of a way his Uncle Manuel look more silly.
Oh, how could he look more silly than wheeling around a cow?
He looked more silly milking the wheelbarrow.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
There's the bell, and ladies and gentlemen, we've got a new world's champion. How you feeling, Rock?
Oh, great, Howie, 100%. Especially since I gave up the cigarette.
You mean you're totally abstaining from nicotine, Rocky?
The doc said it was either that or get out of the ring.
In other words, Rocky, you decided.
I'd rather fight than smoke.
Kick the habit. Join the unhooked generation. This reminder from your Tuberculosis and Respiratory Disease Association is a matter of life and death. To listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.